For those of you who have not been to one of these channeled meditations before, I never know what's going to come through, and when whatever does come through, it's not me speaking to you, it's guides, angels, my higher self. So if at any point in time I say you, I'm not talking to you. It's, you know, there's no directives coming from me or anything. Feel your connection to Gaia. Feel your connection to the divine. So down through the bottom, perineum, through the feet, all the way down to the core of the earth. Connection to Divine Mother. And then up through the crown of the head, connection to Divine Father. Yourselves to settle into the silence, the stillness. The zero point within. The intersection at heart center. corresponding cross coming down through the crown, intersecting that rod in the center of your heart, coming all the way down. That rod of power, connection, access. And at the intersection of the two, profound peace, bliss, and love, and knowing. That is your heart center. Feel the spaciousness there, the silence there. Feel the connection to you there. This is home. In this place of home, in this spaciousness of calm, that is where you shall find yourself. Make contact with yourself. Connection with yourself, communion with yourself. For it is this place, when not frequented, when not visited, when not present here, that we, in human form, feel emptiness, separation, isolation, inadequacy. That is all instantaneously shifted the moment you connect in to this place where you find true self, where you experience true self, your divine core, if you will. We want to turn slightly to the left and feel into this force of the feminine. The softness. The underlying power. You can tap into this energy very much so by connecting in with Gaia, for she is the divine feminine force on this material plane. Feeling into into the sturdiness of her mountains, the flowing of her seas. The birthing and generation of the plants and animal kingdoms of the earth itself. And of her profound grace and presence. There is no push. There is no force. She is in complete tranquility and alignment with the divine, pure harmony. There is much to be said of this divine feminine force. She has been, for centuries, much underestimated, much underutilized. To be able to dance in equanimity with our divine masculine within. The two you see go hand in hand. Harmony is in balance between the two. Is born. Feel your power within, your unique feminine. Your unique masculine, your unique divine self, your unique space at heart center. It is here where your compass lies. It is here where you find your true north. It is here where you are guided authentically, truthfully. Feel the integration at the intersection at heart center between the divine feminine and the divine masculine. Feel the divine feminine coming up through the core of the earth into your feet, into your perineum, into your tailbone, into your sacrum, your coccyx, coming all the way up your spine. Into your heart, only to be met at heart center with the divine masculine coming down through the crown of your head, up from the cosmos, up from your star, your birthplace, coming down through the crown of your head, through the pituitary. The high heart, your soul's longing, through, into, and meeting at heart center with the divine feminine. Sacred consummation. We are both. We are all of it. And then more profoundly, we are the nothing that is the backdrop that holds all of it. Feel into this silence, this space, this nothingness that is rife with birthing all that is. Turning to the right, just leaving, feeling into the divine masculine, feeling the strength here, the solidity, the power, the connection, the force, the adrenaline, the intensity, the intentionality. Feeling into that divine masculine energy. That when combined with the divine feminine makes magic. Makes harmony, makes peace, makes balance. Feeling the divine feminine running down the left leg, down the left foot, through the sole of the foot, and then connecting into Gaia at her core. Feeling the divine masculine coming down through the right leg, down through the sole of the right foot, connecting in with Gaia. Feel the two meeting in the core of the earth. And then undulating back and forth with each other, dancing, meeting in the middle, coming apart, meeting in the middle, forming a sacred chain as though it is the Kundalini crossing energies. Now allow them both integrated, both their separateness, both their wholeness, both their uniqueness, however crossing, they're in a sacred dance. They come apart, they come together, they come apart, they come together, and they weave into a chain of energy Allow that to come up through both soles of your feet, fully integrated, both chains, masculine and feminine, weaving in and out from one another in this sacred dance of consummation. Feel that sacred chain coming up into the soles of your feet, up into your legs, your ankles, your calves, your thighs, buttocks, sacrum, pelvic floor, pelvic girdle, and then up through the spine, and out through the crown of the head. Feel yourself in this way, fully integrated, beyond duality, in your oneness. In this place of oneness, of full integration, while tapping into and connected into heart center, in that profound place of peace and knowingness and connection with self, feel yourself sitting on your throne, your stone seat. That is holding you. Feel how big you can allow that to become. How solid you can allow that to become. Feeling it beneath you, holding you. In your power and in your softness. In your vulnerability and in your certainty. Grow your chair, your throne of stone. Feel into it. What is it made up of? Granite, marble, diamonds? What is your throne made of? What best harmonizes with you at your core? Feel into the power and presence of who you are. Taste the flavor, the uniqueness, the signature of your nectar, of your vibration, of your divine self. It is not a throne to rule over other. It is a throne to fully embrace and embody who you are. For in that place, there is never a need or desire to rule upon or over anyone. For we are each our own kings and queens. We are each our own gods and goddesses. We are each our own masters. And it is time to taste and experience that who you are. To revel in it. To embrace it. To feel it. To know it. What is the essence within, and what feels right to hold it, sitting on your throne? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How big is it? Allow it to get huge. something that is infinite cannot be held by something so small. Allow yourself to get huge, to be held. That is why we talk of the throne, because one cannot fully grasp who you are at the level that you are, the vastness that you are, the powerfulness. So we direct you to construct, to feel into an inanimate object that can hold you, to help grow your experience of that which is within. Because no matter how big of a throne you build, it will never be big enough to hold or contain you. And at some point, you will understand the vastness of who you are enough that you are ready to break open and explode the throne, and then fully embody the immaterialized self that you are, that has no bounds, that has no limits. But for now, allow your throne to expand, to get bigger and bigger. How vast can you imagine it? As big as the tallest building you've ever seen, as big as a continent, as big as the earth. As you expand out, always keep your center at that zero point, your focus at that zero point. That is your anchor. That's your center. That is your essence. I'd like to turn now, focus to the part of you that is in separation. See if you can find the thread following it back. The child within. A moment in time where she separated, where she forgot who she was. See if you can find her and connect in with her. Feel into the fear, in her system. The pain and discomfort of separation. Is sitting on your grand magnanimous throne. Just gently pick her up, your child self, while she's in this place of trauma or wounding or mere forgetting. And place her on your lap. On your grand, grand throne. Allow her to feel how high up she truly is. Allow her to touch into and embrace the glory that is hers, the glory that is who she is. From this perspective, suddenly, there is remembrance. Suddenly, the forgetting dissolves. From this high, high perspective on this grand throne, emanating the vibration of oneness, of full integration, of knowing, of peace and love and power. She can look delightfully even far, far down on the ground, or she sees that image of what was happening. And now from this grand perspective, she feels not the wounding, rather, she feels the power of who she is. See, you've brought her back to this place of reunification with her divine self. No longer in separation. She may have questions for you. Allow her to ask those. And when you respond, coming from that place of heart center, heart-centeredness, in the chamber of knowing, knowing of self, experiencing of self, see, you have brought her to that chamber. She may have something she needs to say. Allow that. She may have something she needs to hear. Allow that. She may have something she needs to feel. Allow that. She may just want to be held in this sacred heart chamber. Allow that. just infuse into your body. So now that she is integrated with you, and her heart center is your heart center, you're both in the chamber together, you're one. And now you and your little one together in this place, feeling into anything that is still a little raw, a little open, maybe a little uncertain, maybe any uncertainty or forgetting that remains. Allow your right middle finger and index and pointer finger to come up and touch into your heart center. And then the full palm. Just hold her there, hold yourself there, connect in with your heart center, your chamber of divine self. Feeling the peace and equanimity within. Feeling the silence. way up to the third eye. Forehead. Pineal gland. Maintaining a strong ground through the soles of the feet into Gaia. And only if you have this strong ground connected in with the core of the earth. And coming into the sixth chakra, into the third eye, and start to expand the light within. Imagine the light coming from your core at your heart center, where we've been lingering, in the cave of the divine self, bringing that essence up into the pineal gland, the third eye, and seeing that translate into light, luminous light, glorious light. Allow it to fill and expand. See the light, feel the light. You actually have photoreceptors in this gland. You can actually see light with your eyes closed. Feel it, see it, hear it, taste it, experience it, expand it. Notice its softness, its beauty, its sensuality, its sensitivity. Notice the high frequency, the high vibration that it is. See how soft. How beautiful, like angel's wings. Feel that delicateness. That is you. That is who you are, your divine self. Allow yourself to expand and immerse. Allow it to fill the room. Your beautiful essence. Can you feel this? Are you getting an experience right now of who you are at this high vibrational level while maintaining your ground into Gaia? And if you are ready, if you are grounded, you can continue to go up into higher frequencies. You can even shoot up to your star. There's no more density in this place. Can you feel how fun? Release your source. Feel your source. In this place, request divine knowledge, request gnosis, allow it to be infused, downloaded into you. You don't even need to ask the question, the questions that you have. Just request the knowledge, request gnosis, and it shall be given. Allow yourselves to be open to receive. Any issues in your life right now, any crossroads you're at, any uncertainties, any decisions you need to make, just allow this gnosis, allow this information, allow this divine download to come through and within. Allow it to infuse straight down into you. You don't need to know right now the details of what that is. It will integrate out later. Standing behind, one standing on your right, one standing on your left. I want you supported. Be surrounded by four pillars. Close, close, close. I want you grounded. I want you to feel stable. I want you to be able to receive this download. This is your gift. Feel sturdy and embraced. Feel solid and grounded so that you can fully receive this gift. Allow it to come straight through the crown chakra, the top of your head, straight down in, through your third eye, and into your heart center. Let yourself be fed, almost like this ethereal divine feeding tube coming from your star down through into your heart center. Received fully, some of you may still be receiving. So for those that have received fully at this point, allow your four pillars, your four guides that are supporting you to come and encapsulate you like an eggshell around you, a strong eggshell, a golden eggshell, platinum, whatever you want to choose. Allow it to become an encapsulated sacred space for you to integrate what you've just been given. For those of you that are still receiving, stay strong, leaning into and feeling the stability of your four pillars. When you feel it start to come to completion, allow your four guides, your four pillars to encapsulate you. Allow that sacred, a divine capsule to integrate and hold within all that you have just received. Putting extra focus on strengthening at the top of the crown chakra, sealing up that area. Does everybody understand? That's very important. Seal up your egg. Especially at the top where your crown chakra is. Place, we give thanks. In this place, we give gratitude for that which we just received, for our gift. And understand that you are not the same as when you arrived, that you have something now that you did not have before, and life will appear differently, you will feel differently, you have this gift. This may take a few days to integrate. Allow yourself to be very gentle with yourselves. Seek much time to go within in the next few days. Allow yourself in your sacred divine chamber still and silent. Time to go within. Time to integrate that which you just received. Don't underestimate the value and the life-changing possibilities that await you from integrating fully that which you have just received.